Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I know somebody that needs their day brightened up. They're still getting paid, though. It's the former head coach of the New York Giants, Brian Daboll. We learned that he was given the axe earlier today by the Mara and Tisch family. New York Giants will move forward Mike Kafka as their new interim head coach. This is their sixth coach since 2016. It looks like they might have found their franchise QB, although he's been kind of busted up quite a bit this year with the concussions and Jackson Dart. The New York Giants, a record right now, unfortunately, of 2-8. But is there some hope here? To talk about the Giants as someone who's covered them for SI, also the Locked On Giants podcast. Welcome back to the show, Patricia Traynor. Patricia, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well. Always a pleasure to have you on the show. Were you surprised earlier today? I know there have been quite a few leads that the Giants have blown. Were you surprised that they got rid of Brian Daboll today?
I was. I mean, I thought there was an outside chance that something would happen. I was thinking maybe Shane Bowen, the defensive coordinator, might be the one that went. I thought they might stick with Daboll until the end of the year, but I knew that his days were numbered. Let's put it that way.
Now, is that just because of the losses and the blown games? You thought they would get rid of him at the end of the season? I thought that if they showed a little bit of life throughout the season, at least just with Jackson Dart, they would allow him to see that through. But then they just said, no thanks, goodbye.
Yeah, I mean, I think it went a little deeper than that. I mean, I rattled off a list of things that have continued to haunt Daboll throughout his tenure, from player development. You know, you see players going backwards, the discipline, the lack of discipline, the sloppiness, the unpreparedness at the start of the season. So I think it was just more than what we have seen on the surface. And then, of course, you know, four straight losses where they blow it on the road after having a 10-point lead, it just kind of added up. And then you look at, how he handled Jackson Dart with constantly running the kid and the concussion threat that finally came to pass. I think it was just a matter of time that all those things would just boil over and this we would be in this position.
Patricia Train is here with us, covers all things New York Giants. We know that general manager Joe Shane, he's been kind of in the spotlight and the firing line as well, especially with that series last year, that HBO series that showcased the departure of Saquon Barkley. Are you surprised that he's staying on, or is it just a matter of maintaining continuity?
I'm a little surprised because, look, what's happened to the Giants isn't one person's fault. I think you have to share the blame across the board. But that being said, I think the Giants were reluctant to blow it up. They, in their statement to the media, they said that Shane had developed or put together some good young core talent. So I suspected that would buy him additional time. Whether that's the right move moving forward, well, that depends on, what happens, I guess, over the next several weeks to next year. But I can't say I'm shocked, because I always thought that Shane was on more stable ground than Dable.
Well, Patricia, you talk about the young talent that they've been able to bring in. Obviously, you have Jackson Dart, who's now being evaluated for a concussion for the fourth time in a short career. Malik Nabers blows out his ACL. Cam Scadaboo breaks his ankle. What can a Giants fan just look forward to the rest of the season, or is this just maybe turn the other way, it's a car wreck?
Yeah, I mean, some Giant fans will tell you they're looking forward to seeing how high in the draft order the Giants are going to be. But, you know, I don't think Jackson Dart is going to be out for the season. I mean, worst case scenario, I think what everybody's hoping for is that he just misses 1 week. But, you know, I think if he were out for the season, then it would be like, okay, what's the purpose to tune in for? But I think the kid will be back. And what I'm kind of curious to see, and, you know, I don't know if others feel the same way, is can Kafka, who has been considered as a head coaching candidate the last several years, can he be the guy moving forward? Because, you know, you talk about continuity. Can Kafka bring that continuity with Jackson Dart? He had a big say in, you know, the kid's development. And it, who knows, if it works out that he shows that he has the chops to be the head coach and he's willing to make some changes on the staff, maybe he gets the job on a full-time basis.
Patricia Train is here with us, covers the Giants for SI as well as Locked On Podcast Network. You talk about the development of Jackson Dart. I mean, he's performed very well given the lack of, like, high-end offensive weapons. What's your evaluation on what you've seen from him so far this season?
Yeah, I think he's got a lot of promise. I mean, he's a kid who makes good decisions, quick decisions. He's a little on the reckless side, which I don't particularly care for. You know, it's like, you know, there's a time and a place to give up and live to see the next down, and I don't know that he is thoroughly, you know, if he thoroughly understands that. So he's got to be a little bit smarter, but, you know, very coachable. He brings a ton of energy. He brings that moxie to the locker room. His teammates love him. His coaches love him. So, you know, I think they found themselves a good leader that they just haven't seen, since Eli Manning, really. And he's different from Eli Manning in that Jackson's a little bit more expressive on the field, but, you know, he's got a really bright future ahead of him if he can stay healthy and just continue to develop.
Well, Patricia, it's kind of odd that historically you think about the New York Giants when they've had success, the defense has been a benchmark. And they have some big names, at least up front. Dexter Lawrence, I know he's been criticized more recently from Carl Banks for his lack of production. It's opened up things for Brian Burns. What's going on with the defense? We don't.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
We hear too much about the Giants defense this year.
Well, the defense is underperformed. I mean, for all the talent that they have, for them to be like ranked at the bottom of the league in the major stat categories, they have underperformed. And the defensive coordinator, Shane Bowen, who quite honestly, I thought he would be the one to get fired today, I don't know that what he believes in, philosophically speaking, is a match for the talent that the Giants have. I just don't think that's a good fit. And, you know, I understand why that union came to be, but I would hope moving forward that they would get a defensive coordinator in here whose philosophy better matches the talent. Because right now, I'm telling you, they're just not getting their money's worth out of that defense. And that defense, in my opinion, is a lot better than what it has shown.
Well, Patricia, the 2-8 record, a quarterback in concussion protocol, a head coach who was just fired. We're already 10 games into the season here for the New York Giants. What does this mean? It just in regards to resetting, are we looking at years here? Because after six coaches now and since 2016, it just seems like it's a reset every single season. I guess the bright point, is it just Jackson Dart or is there more?
I mean, there's more. Once you get back a healthy Malik Nabers and a healthy Cam Scataboo, the Giants have a decent young core of players that's developing. Now, they're going to have to fill in some other holes that – you know, haven't quite been addressed just yet. But they do have a young core, and basically what they just need is for that core to develop and mature together. And, you know, I think that's one of the reasons why they didn't get rid of Joe Shane. They figured, okay, you know what, let's keep the continuity there because otherwise we have to start from scratch. And, you know, the new GM's going to want his own people. And in addition to the new head coach, now we've got to do things differently in the scouting area. So I think that's why they kind of kept it, and they're kind of just going to build on, you know, the foundation that's already in place.
And Patricia, as we get into the offseason, I hate to hit the fast forward button on the Giants, but you had mentioned the fact with their record, they're going to have another high pick. What is that situation? What are some areas of need for the New York Giants? And then what is their financial situation if they wanted to bring in players via free agency next year?
Well, free agencies, they're going to need to do some work on the cap. They've got, at last check, 10 contracts that are over $10 million each. All right, they're very, very top-heavy. So they are definitely going to have to do some work on their cap. As far as their needs next year, they definitely need a second wide receiver, a playmaking wide receiver, because as we're seeing now, without Malik Nabers, their wide receiver core leaves a lot to be desired. So, you know, you definitely want to get another guy in there. I think, you know, linebacker will potentially be another need because, you know, they've just been hurting there. And I don't know necessarily if they're going to go forward with Bobby Okereke, who's one of the big contracts that they have on the books next year. They're obviously going to need to, you know, decide on a long-term kicker because no way Graham Gano is coming back next year. I just don't see it. They probably could use more help in the trenches, offensive line and defensive line. They definitely need another cornerback because, you know, Cordell Flott is going to be an unrestricted free agent. I don't know if he's going to be the long-term answer, but they can't go forward with Deontay Banks opposite of Paulson and Debo. So they have a bunch of needs. I would say right now probably more so on the defensive side of the ball, but definitely, you know, if I had to prioritize them, I would put wide receiver as the top need in the draft next year.
Yeah, the New York Giants, they need health, they need help, they need a whole lot. But Brian Daboll, he'll be certainly watching from the sidelines. What was the experience like covering Brian Daboll? I mean, we've seen some of his behavior towards players and his own staff. We hear him when he speaks to the media. How was that experience covering him, Patricia?
Well, for me personally, I never had a problem with Dable. I always got along with him. You know, he was always nice and cordial to me. From a media perspective, you know, sometimes you could just tell that when he wasn't in the mood to really speak to the media because he would give really short, you know, answers, snippy answers, if you will. You know, and it was always like, I understand the question. I understand you have a job to do, but, you know, so it just, he went from being a little bit more cooperative in his first season and just gradually that pulled back. And I don't know if it was just, you know, the stress of the job or I don't know what the answer was. You know, nobody was expecting him to give up state secrets, but sometimes, you know, he was just curt with the media. And I'm not really sure if it was always warranted.
Do you think, well, he's a football lifer. We know about his experience with the Bills. Do you see him back on the sidelines somewhere as an assistant or coordinator somewhere next year?
I could see that happening. I mean, you know, as an offensive coordinator, you know, there are just some guys that, you know, are a better coordinator than they are a head coach. It's just how it works out, you know. And I think Dable can be one of those guys where, you know, maybe he's just not cut out to be a head coach. Maybe he's better suited to be a coordinator moving forward. I mean, you don't know unless you try. And, you know, he tried, gave it his best, and it just unfortunately did not work out for him.
It didn't work out. We'll see if he gets another opportunity to be a head coach elsewhere. We'll see if he's a coordinator somewhere else as well. Hey, Patricia, thank you so much for lending your expertise and your knowledge on the New York Giants. Tell everybody where they can follow you and all your work.
Yeah, so you can find my podcast, Locked On Giants Podcast. It's on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. You can find my written work on New York Giants on SI, which is part of the SI family. On X, you can find me at Patricia_Traina, T-R-A-I-N-A. I'm also on Blue Sky and Threads and Instagram at Patty Traina, P-A-T-T-I-T-R-A-I-N-A.
Hey, we always appreciate you coming on by, Patricia. We'll catch you soon down the line, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.